Welcome to the Dayforce Web Clock Overview video, which describes the functionality of Dayforce's touch-capable web clock. Dayforce uses Microsoft's touch capabilities to deliver a more usable, flexible, and interactive experience to enterprise business clients. With Microsoft touch-enabled feature functionality, clients can use the web clock to punch in and out for work, breaks, and meals without the need for keyboard or mouse hardware. Let's look at an employee's typical day using the Dayforce web clock. When the employee arrives at work, they punch in by touching the In button here. The web clock prompts them to enter their employee badge, which is used to identify the employee. They do so by touching the number pad on the screen. The web clock welcomes the employee. They have now punched in for work. Behind the scenes, Dayforce is validating the badge the employee entered, checking to ensure the employee typed a valid number, and optionally, if the employee is scheduled to work at this time. After working for a couple of hours, the employee is scheduled to take a paid break, so the employee touches the Start Break button and types their badge number using the number pad when prompted. When it is time to return from the break, the employee touches End Break and types their badge number using the number pad. Similarly, when it is time for the employee to take their meal break, they touch the Start Meal button and type their employee badge using the number pad. Returning from their meal, they touch End Meal and type their employee badge again. Just like punching in and out for work, when employees start and stop breaks and meals, Dayforce performs validation behind the scenes. It checks that the badge is valid, but can also be configured to check that employees are taking their breaks and meals when they are scheduled. It can also validate the break and meal duration. With these validations enabled, the web clock will reject inappropriate punches. For example, if an employee is late for work and attempts to punch in 20 minutes after they were scheduled to start, the clock rejects the punch and displays a different message. Supervisors have the ability to override these validations and punch their employees in and out, regardless of whether they are scheduled or not. So continuing our example, an employee has arrived for work late and cannot punch in for work without first telling their supervisor that they are late. The supervisor then punches the employee in by touching the supervisor button, typing their supervisor number using the number pad, then they punch the employee in normally, pressing the In button and typing the employee's badge number. This concludes the Dayforce Web Clock Overview. For more information on Dayforce, please visit our website at www.dayforce.com or contact us at info@dayforce.com.